First, let's begin. We're up to Simon Pei Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. It can be found on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Okay, again, one more time. It can be found on page Kuf Nun Aleph, Simon Pei Beis, Loch Yud Aleph, Amas Amayim Hoiveres, Pesuch Echotzer, Osu Lamalas, Mayim Imena. A stream. Person has a courtyard, and there is a stream flowing, a stream of water flowing through his courtyard. Is one allowed on Shabbos to remove water? Is one allowed on Shabbos to remove water from this stream on Shabbos? So here it says categorically no. Now it's not so simple. Well, the reason why it's not so simple is because is this stream a Rishus Hayochid? Or is this stream a Carmelis? So if this, what? Yeah, well, that's another issue. Is it flowing, is it not flowing? If it is, these are all many variables. And the truth is in Shulchan Aruch, they go through all the variables, and in many instances, it's mutter. It is indeed mutter, as long as it is a, it's either a Makom Betur, or it's a Carmelis. Okay, he doesn't present all the details here because he is assuming here you have to be chayish for the worst scenario. Many times, it could be deep, right? So if indeed it is a rishus hayochid, then okay, I think in that instance it's in fact osur, because then it's considered to be its own rishus. You're going from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid. And that the water is shared by multiple people. The water where the water comes from, it comes from Rishus. Okay, I don't know all the exact details. I apologize. I don't know all the details, but it's complicated. And since there are many variables, he's doing over here in this halacha and halacha yud alef exactly the same thing that he did in the previous halacha, halacha yud, we mentioned yesterday. Or going back, not halacha, we're going back to the case of the askupa, the threshold, where we had different types of thresholds. We had a threshold that was a carmelis, and a threshold that was a rishus hayochid, and the kiddush shulchan aruch says there are many variables, and every situation is different. And since it's very complicated, one should generally be machmir, unless he is certain that it's mutter. So here as well, we have the same situation. We have an amasamayim, hares of sochachotzer. Sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's osur. It depends if the amasamayim is rishus hayochid, if the amasamayim is a carmelis, is it a makom betur, is the water flowing, is the water not flowing. Sometimes you have a situation where it appears to be one way, but if you study it, it looks another way. And therefore he says the person should not fill up water from the amasamayim into the courtyard. Okay, now we go to halacha yud beis. What? A well is usually better because the well is not flowing. A well is the well. The water is contained in that rishus. So a well usually is better. A well has a pase biros. Even the problem here is more that the water is flowing. The water is coming from another location. It's coming from another location, and now comes into the amas samayim in this rishus. So it's traveling from one rishus to another rishus. I don't know the exact details, but
well, even with a well, the water's coming from someplace.
But being that it's underground, we consider it to be part of this rishus. Since from as far as we can see, it's from underground, we consider it to be part of this rishus. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't know. So let's say halacha yibes. Lo yanadam, this can be a more common question. Lo yanadam rishus hayachid v'yashtin ayyarek l'rishus haram. A person may not stand in the rishus hayachid and urinate or spit into the rishus haramim, because he's transferring from the rishus hayachid to the rishus haramim. Or the carmelis, same thing. One may not transfer to carmelis. V'chein be rishus haramim. Or the carmelis to rishus hayachid. One may not stand in the rishus haramim. Or in a carmelis and transfer and spit in the rishus hayachid, v'chein mer sharam le carmelis and vice versa, or in a carmelis the rishus harabim, period. V'chein lo yelich arba amas per rishus harabim be carmelis or le rishus the rishus v'roikai bifif. So this can be a very common shayla. A person has a collection of saliva or phlegm in his mouth. person has a cold winter day of Shabbos, and you're walking in the street in a place where there is no Erev, and you suddenly feel that you have in your mouth a collection of saliva, you're not allowed to travel more than Dalet Amos with the saliva in your mouth, especially if you've stopped, if you've already stopped, and now you want to first continue traveling. The person has to spit it out right on that spot, or a person has to swallow it. If the saliva already no longer is natural, it's already been removed from one part of his throat to another part of the throat, it's considered to be carrying. It's not carrying deraisa, but it's carrying midrabanan, and the person has to be aware of that. Halacha yudimul motul lishvach. What? You have to spit it out or swallow it. Spit it out or swallow it. Halach yigimel. Mutal lishbech shevchem lechatzir sheyesh by arba amos al arba amos af al pi sheyoytzin l'rishus ram. Okay, this is a major sugya in Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Erevin about a cesspool. Okay, if you remember Masechet Erevin, there are very interesting, complicated pictures that discuss all the various scenarios. But just to give a short background, a Rishus HaYachid is only, you know, is 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim. A Rishus HaYachid does not need to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. A person has a little chutz, a little courtyard that is outside his house, that is less than Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, and he has wastewater. And he wants to pour the wastewater in the courtyard, which was very common in ancient times, before modern plumbing. You have wastewater, you go outside to your front courtyard, and you pour the wastewater on the ground, an earthenware ground, and the water sinks. The water is absorbed into the earth floor of the chatzar. Of course, now we're dealing with a situation where there's nothing growing. There's no grass and there are no plants. Because if there was grass and there were plants, you would be watering the grass and the plants. We're just dealing with an earth courtyard, nothing there but earth. You want to pour the water. So the halacha is, if the courtyard is less, now there's no shayla of chaytzah, because your home is a rishus hayom, and your courtyard is a Rishus HaYachid, and you own both of these Rishuyos, so you're not doing anything, there's no violation of going from one Rishus to another Rishus. The problem though is, if you pour out water, the water will continue to flow outside the courtyard and enter into a Carmelis or into the Rishus Sarabim. So you're not directly pouring water from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus Sarabim or into the Carmelis, but by pouring water into the Rishus HaYachid, the little courtyard, it's going to flow from the Rishus HaYachid of the Carmelis into the adjacent Rishus Saram or to the Carmelis. So it's, you're doing a malacha indirectly. Is this permitted or forbidden? So the answer is that it's forbidden. And it's only forbidden though when the courtyard is less than Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Because within that area, it's, you can reasonably assume that the water will not flow outside the courtyard, it will remain inside this local area. And in the event that it does flow, let's say for whatever reason the wind comes and it does flow, or there happens to be you miscalculated and there's a little bit more water than you expected, and it does flow outside the courtyard into the Rishus Rabim, you have not done anything wrong, because it's being done indirectly. I poured the water into a Rishus HaYachid, it by itself went and somehow made its way out into the Rishus Rabim. So the rule is, the courtyard must be at least 4 Amos by 4 Amos. Mutar Lishbech Shef, when you're allowed to pour wastewater, the chotzer, in a courtyard that is adjacent to your home, provided that the courtyard has the dimensions of elit sheyesh boi arba amos al arba amos, af al pi, even though there is a possibility sheyotzin, that the water will flow from this courtyard into the Rishul Saram. You're not doing it directly, so there's nothing wrong. Okay, now, if there's a certainty, then you're not allowed to. But the average amount of water, the Gemara says that a person uses a certain amount of water during the day. The amount of wastewater that a person uses during the day, an average person will be absorbed in an area of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. But of course, if you're pouring out enough water for the entire family, and it's more than one person, then obviously you're not allowed to do it unless you go and you multiply a Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos for each member of the family. So the water will spill outside directly into the Rishus Sarabim.
When you flush the toilet, it goes through the sewer system, right? It goes goes into the...
So yes, a very good question. You flush the toilet, so it's going to the sewer system, so why isn't there a problem of going from Shayachin into a Carmelis, going to the sewer, going to the river? So why don't we say that? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Obviously, it's mutter. You never heard someone say it's usher. But...
You just wanted to go down the toilet, but you don't care where it ends up.
So where does it end up? Where does it end up? What are this? I'm sure they know from the time you flush the toilet. So first of all, where does it go? It goes down in your home. It goes down the pipe. It goes down to the basement. It goes into the sewer. It goes out into the streets. Right? And have a sewer repair job. It goes right in your front lawn. Under your front lawn, there's a pipe that takes you out into the central pipe that's in the gutter.
Right.
On my block, about 2 years ago, they ripped up the whole street. There was a sinkhole. The sinkhole, every 2 weeks, they would come to fill the sinkhole. Why? Because the sewer pipe was cracked. So all the sewage just kept on digging a hole deeper and deeper. So they came, they dug up the whole street to put in a new sewer pipe. Massive. You know how big those pipes are? Massive. And there, where does it go? I don't know, it goes somewhere. It keeps on going.
Your backyard.
Where?
Downtown
Brooklyn?
No.
Avenue Y? Where's Knapp Avenue? Where is that?
That's the old sewer.
That way? All right. And then where does it go?
They process it. The motor started.
Drinking water.
So from the time you flush the toilet, how long does it take for that water to get to the processing plant?
Depends how many other people you
have. So what are the statistics? So what status do the pipes have? The pipes...
It depends if Shishimuka people.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's a good point. Obviously.
It's a big rain. It gets it right away. It overflows the...
May never go into a Carmelis.
They never go into a Carmelis? What status do the pipes have? When you pour something from your faucet...
Unless they get big. Because the pipes...
Why don't we say it's Chure Rishus Hayachiz?
It's an open on top.
What?
It's an open.
Rishus, the pipe is connected to your private home.
Chayre is a crack
in the wall.
You see the hole. It's something.
So why, just because you don't see it, it's an extension of the Rishus Hayachid. The pipe is open to the Rishus Hayachid.
Build a house on the ground that's completely on the ground. Is it Rishus Hayachid or Rishus Rabbah?
Sayachid.
So if you have a pipe that's underground, it's a makam patur.
Why is it makam patur?
Because it's it doesn't have dalari.
It's a hole.
Long pipe. If you have a pipe standing in, let's say, middle of the street, a telephone pole, there's a pipe going from pole to pole. What is the pipe?
Well, the pipe itself is the makam patur.
So the pipe in the ground is...
But the pipe in this instant is connected to a Rishul Sayachid. So why don't we...
Is it connected to Rishul Sayachid?
To your sink, your kitchen sink, your plumbing. Where does it start? The pipe starts in your kitchen sink. Or the toilet. And your home is a Rishul Sayachid. So why don't we say... And then when you go out into the street, it's mixing with the Chayr Rishul Sayachid of all of your neighbors. And you didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros. So if you didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros and you flushed your toilet, your sewage is mixing with the sewage of your neighbor. And you never made an Eruv Chatzeros, so why are you allowed to flush the toilet in your home? So you have to make a new Chumrah, right? We have to put up signs all over Flapish. In addition to everyone has to grow a beard, in addition to everyone is responsible for the tznius of what goes on in the street, you're not allowed to flush your toilet on Shabbos.
Project
is a way
out. Yeah. If it goes through that
Knapp
Street.
Project
is Yeah.
There's an
area for problem solved. Problem solved.
Question: an underground cave.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of underground?
Rishus Hayachid. Underground is Rishus Hayachid. It depends on the dimensions. If the dimensions have fudal, if you have a surface area.
Subway tunnel.
L'chayr is a Rishus HaYachid.
Rishus
HaYachid? Yeah, you have problems. You have to have an Eruv HaTzeros, but it's a Rishus HaYachid, for sure. Anything that has four walls and has a height of dimensions of four tefachim by four tefachim and a height of 10 tefachim is automatically a Rishus HaYachid.
Every bus.
A bus, yeah, for sure. A car, that's what they want to say about Ocean Parkway. That every car is called a Rishus HaYachid. You have Rishuyos. You don't have people. It's not like in the Midbar. In the Midbar, there were human beings that were traveling on the street. Here we have Rishuyos that are moving. We're moving around on the street. Okay. Tunnels are Rishus HaYachid. Okay, let's go to halacha. Let's go to the next thing. Simpei Gimel Lehekev. We'll discuss. We will come across more of these things soon. Simen Pei Gimel Hekif Mechitzais L'Taltel V'Sechem L'Mahani Ella Kishuk Af L'Dir. We discussed this not so long ago. If you have an enclosure, for example, a park, a city park, on Avenue L and East 17th Street, there is a city park, and the city park is enclosed by four walls. Are you allowed to carry inside of those four walls? If you have, let's say you come there, and you find on the table, you find someone left over some toys. The city was so kind to leave some movable objects for people to. Oh, exactly. That is the topic of this simon. Hekif mechitzas l'taltel b'sechem loy mahani. Just because you have a fence around an enclosed area, four walls, loy mahani ela kishahuk af l'dira. It has to have been constructed for the purpose of living. However, uman nikra mukaf l'dira zeh shebona loy base dira. You have to build a bayis. There must be a home, a livable quarters inside this enclosure. Pesach mi beis soy. Even if there's nothing, no one living inside this enclosure, but if there's a Pesach, there's a home that opens to these quarters. That's sufficient.
What about that little room that they have in the car?
Yeah. No one lives there. That's not a place to live. That's a place for storage. Is there a restroom in that little thing there?
Yeah.
It's storage. The park. They keep their tools there. It's storage. It's not. That's not a mukam. No one sleeps there. No one sleeps there. Not even the homeless. The workers take a nap there.
Yes. 8 hours a day.
In New Haven, there's an area around the town.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the town is a cemetery and a big park.
Yeah.
And all the areas I say that the area. They deliberately did not include those areas.
Well, that's a halach and shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to include.
They made the lathi on the poles outside.
Yeah.
So if you're walking on the sidewalk, you have to walk on the other side. Otherwise, there's no area.
There's another halach that when you make it, you have to leave over a certain part of the city that's not included in the area. So you should not forget that. You have to. That's a halacha in Megan area. Let's go further. So the rule over here is v'yachak kachug of shem mechitas kederach shoytsin achatzeres lebatim. Oz afilu imhu gadol harbei meoid. If you have in this enclosure an area, a bias that is miyuchid for living, for sleeping and living, automatically the entire enclosure becomes a bottle to this bias, and you're allowed to carry. But can hear all the city parks. That's why you're not allowed to carry on a city park on Shabbos, even though it's enclosed. Aval kol shukaf shaloi l'shem dira. Kigoyin, for example, ginois upardesim, orchards and gardens, she'en hamachitzas asuyos elo lishmar mashe b'sech, only meant for security. Be'elu yesh chiluk b'golun, all depends on how large they are. Im ein agol mi beis hasam, if it's less than the size of a beis hasam, which he will define for us in a few moments, which is basically approximately 100 feet by 100 feet, because the beis hasam is 70 amas by 70 amas, and am is approximately 1.5 feet. And even if it's not hukav l'dir, if it's less than 100 feet by 100 feet, you're allowed to carry within this enclosure. If the enclosure is larger than 100 feet by 100 feet, it's a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside the enclosure more than dal amas. That's only midrabanan. In Torah, it's a rishus hayachid. It's midrabanan, and people get confused. It looks like an open area because no one is living here, and it's very large. You're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos, like a karmelis. Halacha. Let's see on the bottom. Kegoyin ginas upardesim. On the bottom, shem shem halacha halof. Ayin b'sevim minchas patim. The mashma be'ervin. Uverit v'asham de'af. Shemishtamish be'karfev tashmishay aray. even though you use it temporarily, and you eat there occasionally. In other words, you go to a stadium. You go to a stadium, like a ballpark. You go to a ballpark, so people eat in the ballpark, people take naps in the ballpark, right? The fans, they have a long game, a doubleheader in between the games. You gotta do something, you take a nap, people fall asleep, it gets boring. So that's called a tashmish arai. It does not matter. That is not called mukof ladira. If you live there permanently, if you live there, even though it's not a bistir mamish, choshev mukof ladira kidmuch barashi, period. But if you live there permanently, but it has to be originally enclosed, L'shem. That's another problem. Was it, if an area was not enclosed, L'shem, now there's a hostile takeover, and the homeless move in, and they refuse to leave. There's a protest. Squatters. Doesn't count. It was never enclosed, L'shem. But let's say you have, I'm curious, let's say you have Yankee Stadium. What, there are people that don't live there, full-time, security guards?
There are offices.
The offices,
the groundskeeper had a house.
Had a house, right.
Yeah,
we left. We had a house.
They built them a little house under the.
And today they don't have someone living there 24/7. In these big, massive stadiums. Okay, I do not know the answer, but he does point out. I'm sure you're going to find Chalukah Deis. You go to these very large arenas. MetLife, right, with the Sima Shas, 90,000 people, 90,000 people. There must be someone living there 24/7. I mean, it has to be, no? So walk.
What's your problem? The problem is only the grass. The seats are definitely different.
Maybe they built
them. Once there is one area inside this enclosure that is hukaf ledir, that's meant for living purposes, automatically the entire thing by extension is muti yimutul taltal. Yeah. What do you mean, Shriyach? The whole thing is enclosed. All of these.
Where you're sitting,
yeah.
The angle is, for a Sarah Tvachim, it's like a machitza.
So what?
From one section to another section. You can't just go from one.
So what? Of course it's a Rishus HaYachid. Go to the park on Avenue L. It's a Rishus HaYachid. There are four walls. Not necessarily true. Is there four walls in the park on Avenue L? For it completely enclosed. It's a full... Sure, it's a base of Sion.
What? The basketball courts. Not the park.
The park is not a base of Sion. It's not more than 100 feet? What are you talking about?
It's a block,
right?
How big is 100 feet already? How big is 100 feet?
It's a block. I
would imagine it's more than 100 feet. Okay, let's go further. He just says that this is a gray matter of halacha. You have an area, it's not a real bias, you don't have someone living there, 24 living there, but yet it's mamash adira. People live there, they sleep there, they eat there. He does seem to indicate that there is grounds to say that that's already considered enough of a dira that we can consider the entire enclosure hukaf l'dira, and you're allowed to carry there on Shabbos. It's a very interesting shaila. If they would make an event in one of these parks, let's say they would make some type of event on Shabbos in one of these parks, would they allow people to carry on Shabbos if you have such a situation? V'yayin b'shut. Second paragraph. The ayin gag yoytsim beisos a gag, a roof that's yoytsim beisos. I mean, mutul tatal gag. He plugs the rav shmuz machlus the gemara. Also, kerav the shari cave the mechitzas shlamat al ladir ladiras asuyos. This is talking mesechta. This is mesechta Ervin. Let's say you have a building, an apartment building, and on top of it probably have a very large roof, Are you allowed to carry on the gag? No one lives on the gag. In mirror, like a lot of schools, they have on the roof a playground for children. So are you allowed to go and carry on the roof of these areas on Shabbos? Children want to go to the playground on Shabbos and play on the roof. A gag is not a makom. The mechitzos on the roof are there. The kids shouldn't. What? School is a dira. It is a dira. School is a building. A school by definition is a dira. It's a makom of living. It's a place where you are. You eat and live. A school is considered. You never saw someone you're not allowed to carry in the yeshiva. You go to yeshiva, you can't go carry the sitter from one part of the. You can't get the guy to say for Torah because I'm carrying more than Dalet Amos in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is not Hukav Ladira. So of course that's not true. A Beis Medrash, a building, a yeshiva is automatically in the category of a Dira. What about the roof of the building? A roof is not a mukaf l'din, even though on the roof there are mechitzas. You don't really need the mechitzas, because you say good asik, the mechitzas of the building all the way up, but it's not indoors. So the halacha is, it does not matter, since the mechitzas below are mechitzas and hukaf l'dira, those mechitzas by extension, we consider them to go all the way out l'mayla, and it allows you to carry on the roof more than dalet amos.
Going back to the stadium, the clubhouse,
yeah,
or the special boxes.
So that should mamish be a deal. L'chara, yeah. MetLife. It's beautiful in there. On one side, there are two sides. One side is open. The other side, it's like a hotel. It's like an airport, and it opens up to there are restaurants and there are modern facilities. So L'chara, that L'chara is a dira, and that opens up into the open air. So I would imagine that certainly MetLife, and I'm sure Yankee Stadium, they have the box.
Somebody went to a game on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay. Could you carry?
It's
yeah.
You
had to leave it there. We had to leave it before. L'chor, yeah.
I
don't know for sure. I'm not a rabbi, but I'm willing to bet the answer is yes. Definitely. It's considered to be hukaf l'dira. It's no worse than any other type of structure that's a dira.
What about when they put up these tents?
Yeah.
Bedford Avenue. It's a big
for a kiddush.
For a kiddush.
They put up a tent.
You put up the tent. Can you carry in their whole sort of enclosed park?
L'chara, yeah. Well, no. The other mechitzos have to be taken apart first. That's what he's going to say later on. If the original mechitzos were not erected l'shem dira, and now someone moves in, he's still not allowed to carry in the...
You put in the inner mechitzas, the shame demon.
The inner mechitzas doesn't help. The inner mechitzas, for the outer mechitzas, says Beferish, coming up in the next halacha. It doesn't help because they have to be taken apart and reconstructed, re-erected, l'shem dira. He's going to mention that very soon. Okay, let's see. Ayin b'shut evin yikar, the im e'ir mukefes mikol ruchoy sachon b'tzuras ha-pesach. Let's say we have a city. The city already has the tzuras ha-pesach. Rak, had the urine shabir rechoykin mitzuras haPesach eser amos. The people dwelling are from the city. They are distant more than a 10 amos. Afilu hachi lo nechshav hamokam aponi achu kibeka the lo mahani mitzuras haPesach elekevon the yeshba the urine less lon ba. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what this means. Lo nechshav hamokam aponi achu kibeka.
If it was a bigger, you'd have a problem. So he's saying, don't worry about that.
Why? Deloy mahani tzuras haPesach. Would not help.
Right.
Elakev and the yesh, but the urine less lumba. Since we have in the city, we have the urine, so we don't want to care about the open area. The fact that we have an open area that's willing to namas does not take away from the fact that we have the area has been mukaf l'dira. Since there are people that are living in this location, and there was a tzuras haPesach that was erected on the perimeter, even though between the perimeter, the tzuras haPesach and the urine is more than tenamas, that does not take away from the fact that this entire enclosure is mukaf l'dira, and you're allowed to carry there entirely. Right. Okay. Well, Ayin b'shut machse Avram b'nidon dehekif ayidei amudei ha-telephone. Chayu rochok harbe mil'ir. Let's say we have the telephone lines, and telephone lines are great systems. From the city of Yerush, the name Ginois v'sadois Zuruyim Helosham l'hach me'ayin sham. So you have... Wait a second. Out. Okay, so we have here a city that's surrounded by telephone lines, and in between the telephone lines and the city we have large fields. So he seems to say that these large fields serve as a hefsek.
He also lives in West
Hempstead. The fields will serve as a hefsek between the eruv, between the tzuras haPesach and the batim. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha beis. Kamo hu shir sasayim.
They are replacing the floors, and this might take a while.
All right, let's see. Maybe the noise will stop. I'll just take out the main.
I think the noise will increase.
Increase? Is the backum available?
Yes. No, no, it's being used.
It's being used?
Yes.
All right, let's see what happens. Kama hu shir sasayid. How large is... Oops, what happened over there? How large is the shir sasayim? Kamo shohay yichatza mishkan. The shir sasayim is the shir sasayim is equal to the size of the mishkan. The mishkan was 50 amos by 100 amos. It was a rectangle. Therefore, we want to square the rectangle. When we square the rectangle from 50 by 100 to a square, the result is approximately a little bit more than 70 amos. If you square out 50 by 100, 70 amos, and 4 tfachim, al shivim amos v'arba tfachim. Now he goes on to point out the amos in Hungary. With amos shalanu, I'm not exactly sure what the article it says what they are. There are certain types of amos, feet, chamishim v'sholosh, al chamishim v'sholosh, 53 by 53, umad yoser. Modern terms, this is somewhere between 100 and 140 feet. Something along those lines, if you have an area that's 100 feet by 100 feet, or 140 feet by 140 feet, that is called a base sasayim, and if that enclosed was shaloi hukaf ledira, you're not allowed to carry there more than dalaram. If the area is not square, if the area is circular or other some other dimension. Srichim gam king lachshav kain shiyala bitishboires chameshes alafim amma. You have to come to this calculation of 5,000 square amas. Uviyemesh shalanu uvi amas shalanu shalosh alafim shavim meyos chamishim. And his amos, as referring to in Hungary, was 3,750. Ach im arko yoyts al pi shnayim berachbay. He gives one very important halacha, which is a very big chiddush, that if you have an area that is not, that is a rectangular, and the length is more than double the width, it does not make a difference the size, even if the square area is less than 5,000 square amas, which is less than the base of sign, automatically it's no longer called a rishus sayachah, you're not allowed to carry more than amas, because it's no longer similar to the Chatzar HaMishkan. The Chatzar HaMishkan was not a square, but the length was not more than double the width. Anytime you violate the rule of the length more than double the width, it's no longer the Chatzar HaMishkan, and you're not allowed to carry in this enclosure more than Dalet Amos, if it was not Hukaf Ladira. If it was Hukaf Ladira, of course you can carry there more than Dalet Amos, but if it's not Hukaf Ladira, you're not allowed to carry. Period. Okay, let's go to halacha. Gimel makam shemukav mitshloi shleim dira, a place that has been closed now l'shem dira, v'hu ein a godly base for sayim shemidl tat b'socho, in a place where you're allowed to carry. In yesh b'samach l'chatzer, mutur gam kein l'chaitzi mitoich l'chatzer, mutur l'chatzer l'soichai. Kalim sheshavsu b'soichai b'chatzer. Here's the halacha. Now, you're allowed to carry, if you have this enclosure, the karfif, the enclosure, and next to the carve is a courtyard. Both of them have the same status. Therefore, you're allowed to transfer utensils from one to the other. You can take a utensil from the chatzer to the karfev, from the karfev to the chatzer. Ki nechshav l'rishus achas, they're considered to be one continuous rishus im chatzer. Aval. Eina rishus achas im habayis. Shakelim sheshavsoi besoichoi osu lachnitsam lesoich habayis. Vakelim sheshavsoi babayis osu lachnitsam lesham. So this is a very important halacha. This applies in the apartment buildings. Again, you have over here a bayis, a chotzer, and a karf. Three different types of rishuyos. The bayis is the place where you actually live. The chotzer is the courtyard. That's a different rishus. And then there's the karfef. You're not allowed to carry from the bayis to the chotzer if you have not made in the chotzer an eruv chatzeros. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. But anything that has been left in the chotzer can be moved with throughout the entire chotzer and throughout the entire karif, if provided the karif is less than the size of a beis hasayim, and if the karif is less than the size of a beis hasayim, you can even carry from the karif to the chotzer. Now, for example, let's say we have an apartment building. An apartment, let's say for argument's sake, we have 20 apartments, and they have not made among themselves an eruv chatzeros. So that means no one is allowed to carry from their private apartment into the hallway, into the lobby. Because you're going from a rishus that's miyuchad for one family, for yourself and one person, to an area that is shared by a group of people, even though both different areas are 100% considered in halacha rishus hayachid. You may not go from a rishus hayachid that's miyuchad for one person to a rishus hayachid that's shared by a group of people. However, let's say you have left in the lobby, in the hallway, a stroller or a toy or an object from before Shabbos, you are permitted to carry that object throughout the entire courtyard, even though you have not made an Eruvei Chatzeros, because the courtyard of the lobby is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. And in a Rishus HaYachid, you can carry from one part to the other part. You just can carry from the courtyard into an apartment, into the bayis. So you're just pointing out that if you have two different types of Rishuyos, we have a Chotzer and we have a Karfeith, even though they're different types of Rishuyos, you are allowed to carry an object that was left in the Chotzer or in the Karfeith from one to the other, but you're not allowed to go from the Karfeith into the bayis, and you're not allowed to go from the bayis into the Chotzer to the Karfeith. But anything which has been left in one of the Karfeith of the Chotzer from before Shabbos can be transferred from one extreme to the other extreme. A base sasayim has the status of a karmelis, correct?
So you carry a carriage in the base sasayim.
If you've left it, you're not allowed to. No, if it's a base, this case was where it's less than the base sasayim. Where it's more than the base sasayim, it's a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. That was the beginning of this halacha, even though it has four walls. You have four walls, minat toira, it's a rishus hayachid, but midrabanan, being that it was shaloi hukaf ledira, you're not allowed to carry more than dalet Amos and this Rishus. Okay, next halacha. Halacha Dalet.
Something earlier. You said that it's not like the length is much longer than the width.
Even where the surface area is less than the base of Sayin, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos if it's Shaloi Hukaf Ladira.
Right, so then Ocean Parkway, even it's not mukaf, right?
What do you mean it's not mukaf? You make an erev. You're making an erev l'shem dira. That's what you do when you make an erev. You make a tzuras ha-pesach l'shem dira.
The dira has an inside of it. Oh, okay.
When they make the erev, they put up lechis. They're putting up the lechi, the mingmakif l'shem dira.
Okay, so even though it's more than base aside.
Of course, if you make every Erev, you go in the country, they make Erev around bungalow colonies. So when they put up the Tzuras HaPesach, they're putting up the Tzuras HaPesach l'shem dira. Let's say you have a situation, you're discussing a situation where you have an area that's naturally enclosed on all four sides. And then you decide to live. Let's say you're living in some remote mountain top, and just by luck, look at that, it's enclosed on all four sides, and now you build a house. Problem. The problem is that it was Shaloi Hukaf Ladira. So you have to do some type of construction where you remove the Shein Mechitza for at least a gap of 10 Amos, and then you reconstruct it L'Shein Dira. You say L'Shein Yichud. L'Shein Yichud, Kusha Richa, we're now constructing this wall L'Shein Dira. And now the entire enclosure becomes permitted. Halacha Dalet. Makom shehukaf shaloi l'shem dira. Tahainu. Shemetchila hekef b'mechitzos. This area was enclosed with a fence for security purposes. The achar kach bona shem basin. Then someone built an apartment in the middle. A person broke open a wall. His apartment is adjacent to this enclosure. So how is he permitted to carry in this enclosure? But the original walls that enclosed it here were Sholoshem Dira. So what's the solution? So it says here, they do what they're doing. They're illustrating here today. Break down the wall. Break down the wall. Yes, sir, Esra Amos, more than 10 Amos. Ki Esra Amos Choshev Ki Pesach V'yetzim Ikan Havi Piritza V'nispalu HaMachitzas. And by doing so, you have destroyed the walls. V'achar Kach Yigdur Oysa, you shall rebuild it. V'nech Shav Mokof L'dira. Base on the bottom, Shloil Hashem Dira. V'ayim B'shidur Echayim D'vamokam Shadar B'sham Goyim Mikedem V'yesham Harbe Zeroyim Mokof Machitzas. The Goyim are living. There are many fields There are multiple fields, and there are goy non-Jewish residents. Ach, shechayshem shem hukva b'mechitzos tenen b'bonos habatim v'havei loy mukaf l'dira. In other words, you don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. You come into a new community, and the new community was farmland. You can tell it's farmland, and there are walls around this community. But guess what? There are also some goyim, some non-Jews that are living here. And no one knows, there are no public records to indicate what came first. Did the homes come first and the walls were put up for security? Or did they put up the fence to secure the fields and then people decided to move in later on? You do not know, you have a situation where you do not know what came first. So what do you do in this situation? Kosav Shom She'ein Choshem Lazeh, you can be Makel. This halacha is only Din D'Rabbanan. If you want to be machmer, yifrit space and makom together, yosem yasar tfachim. So he says, see, you don't need this, very interesting, when he says, see, you don't have to do more than 10 tfachim. Normally, when you need to make a solution, you have to make a breach more than 10 amos. In this situation, you only need to do 10 tfachim. V'achakach yisaknoi al manas loder, and then you misakin it al manas loder ayin sham. Then you fix it in order to live. Okay, we will stop here.